Yeah, man. Hey,
it's that easy, isn't it?
It's if it's that easy, sounds good to me. Oh man, yeah. Turning 25 was awesome. That felt great. Having a new addition to our family. That's obviously more important to me than anything I can do here in this building. I'll be a dad a lot longer than I'll be a quarterback, and so having two boys now at home is just such a blessing. And their doctor told me they're both going to be bigger than me, so hopefully they play something other than quarterback to take the stress off me when I'm watching them. But that's a blessing. And to talk about the other thing, there's so much. I said this a couple of times. On paper it looks great right now. Paper champs, all those kind of things. Everyone's picking us to do this. And none of that matters unless we put the work in, and everyone knows that. No matter what, whether it's football, whatever you're doing, any kind of job, everything can look good on paper, and then you see sometimes people fall apart, and then you question, well, did they really put the work in? So, for me, as a leader of this team, and I'm just really going to concentrate on, seeing where everybody's at, and then pushing each other just to be better every single day,
You are aware of, your brother is one of the guys that's on the air now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's one of y'all, man. He's one of y'all.
So you are obviously aware that everybody, a lot of people think the Raiders are the hot team.
No, it's cool. And it's a great thing, that people are talking about us in that light, because when I first got here, they weren't, so it's a credit to where we've come from. And that's about it, it's a credit to what we've done. Last year on the field was improvement. It was better than my rookie year, obviously, as a team. We were better. And that's the same kind of thing we want this year is, we need to be better than 7-9. 7-9 is not going to cut it, obviously. That felt really good last year because that's the best I've experienced. But now that I got a taste of it, it's like, man, we were so close to winning 10 games. Why can't we win 10, 12, 13? Those are the kind of things that just go through my head, and I'm just like, seven wins just isn't good enough, so – just continue to push ourselves to make sure that we can, do better than that.
How do you guard against reading those press clippings and believing that hype?
Oh, same way I've done it my whole life. I know who I am. I know where I stand. I know what I need to do better. I know what I, can do all right. And I'll just continue to work. That's all I've ever done. And I say some cliche things all the time, but those things are so true. Like, taking it a day at a time is how you get by. Taking it a day at a time is how none of that stuff matters. Focusing on, your teammates, focusing on your coaches, what they have for you, the new install that they have for you. How can I master that today? I've done this 1,000 times. I did 1,000 times last year. How can I master it, even better this time? How can I pay attention better, to maybe catch something I didn't catch last time? Just anything I can do, as long as we all have that mindset as a team, then we can achieve great things. But that's where it starts, is in the details. We can't just, cool, we look good on paper. We've signed some good guys. We got some good guys here already. Just throw the ball out. We'll show up and play. It's not going to work that way, because everyone's talented in this league.
I'll say everything. Your rookie year, everything was new. Last year, new coordinator, new head coach. Yeah. A bunch of new guys in offense. This year, you got pretty much the core of your offense all back. Coach Musgrave back, Coach Del Rio back. How does that change what you do in the offseason?
Man, it's nice, to have I could say this year, I've had three head coaches in 3 years instead of 2 years. That feels good. And it's a good thing, man. We have a great leader in Coach Del Rio. He's our leader. We go as he goes. Whatever he tells us to do, we're going to do it. If he tells us to put our left shoe on first, we're going to put our left shoe on first because he thinks that's better for us. Whatever we have to do, and it's nice to have that, and have it not only for the first time, but have it, again, like you said, going into the second year. And it's the first time I'll experience that. And going into my third year, I never thought that would be the case, but it is. That's the reality of this business. And it's so nice when the coaches get up and say, such and such play, or, this is how we do things. I'm like, yeah, that's how we do things. I know that play. Today's not the first day I'm going to learn it. Whereas last year it was like, I couldn't wait for today. For different reasons. It was like, well, I need to learn these routes. I need to learn what my footwork is. I need to learn all this. Now I know what they expect. I know what I'm supposed to do. So now it's just, I can even do a bigger, have a bigger role of helping the other guys get caught up, So I can't really put into words how important it is to be in the same system all the time, or let alone the same system, but the same message, coming from all those different people.
Into the film and started looking
exactly
what you did last year.
That's right.
Going over it.
That's right.
What do you think you learned about the offense in the second half of the season that caused sort of somewhat of a drop off in terms of that?
Yeah.
Not just the passing game, but the entire offensive. I mean, Joe Rio would address it too. There was somewhat of a fade.
Yeah, there definitely was, and we could all see it, you know, numbers wise. And I try to sit back and think about it. You know, I try to go, I try to dig deep into it. You know, was it our preparation? Did we do something different? You know, I couldn't, you know, figure it out. And it just came down to, man, you know, the details of things. And we talk about details all the time in football. You hear it all the time, but it's like, if we could just in practice take, when our coach would just give us a little detail and just take that little nugget and make that the most important thing at that moment and say, yeah, that's what's going to help me win, and take that and just start building it like we did, you know, from the beginning. You know, I felt like maybe, you know, it got to a place where like, yeah, we know what we're kind of doing, you know, and I never want to say go through the motions, because I would never say I did that. But I would definitely say it got to a point where it just, I don't know why, but we felt that, you know, everyone felt that. And you sit there and you say, man, what can I do better? Because it's not, there's not just one thing you could point out and say, yeah, that's what it was, you know, for everybody. You know, everyone has to take a look at themselves, because I have to do my part for us to be successful. Well, so does KO, so does, you know, Gabe, so does, you know, Rodney, so does Amari, Crab, Latavius. All of us have to do those little parts to make sure we're doing things the right way. And so I had to sit back and say, man, maybe I could have watched the film a little different. Maybe I could have prepared. You know, I was trying to, you know, maybe did I do something different? You know, I looked at everything. And, you know, like I said, I always keep those things to me, you know, and keep them close. But I found things, and I was like, wow, man, if I can just, you know, maybe stay consistent with the way I did this, or the way I do that, or the way I prepare for that, then maybe that'll help us. You know, I always take all the blame. You know, the drop-off, blame it on me. You know, I got to figure out ways to make sure everyone's doing the same thing. No, I felt defense has definitely started playing us different, but it wasn't in a complete new way. It was stuff that we had seen in games prior, but maybe more so of different things. You know, maybe they saw something that, oh, maybe that worked against them, and maybe they did it a little more than their percentages would have shown, you know, in my film breakdown in my study. You know, so maybe, you know, that was the case. So teams definitely played Amari different, you know, once, you know, every NFL – a rookie receiver gets one-on-one coverage until you catch your first touchdown as a 70-yard touchdown. Then they say, okay, maybe we need to, you know, change that a little bit and start helping over the top. So we knew that was going to happen. We prepared for that. That's something, like I tell you guys all the time, prepare for what's going to happen, even if you haven't seen it yet. Teams were playing man coverage. Well, we had plans that, well, what if they start doubling him? You know, what if they follow a corner with him? You know, what if they do certain things? So we were prepared in that sense. Coaches did a great job of that. But I would say teams maybe just did a little bit more different things than what they normally would.
You look at last year, the priority was, let's get Derek Carr some weapons to throw to. Mm. This offseason, it's bringing some of those key pieces back, Andre Holmes, Seth Roberts, but adding an assembly along the offensive line. Donald Penn is back. How excited are you for this offense? And,
yeah.
You know, can you talk a little bit about some of these moves?
Yeah. You know, I'll talk about the guys we brought back, you know, that were here already. You know, Andre and Seth were two guys I would pound the table for, not only because of their talent, but their work ethic. I just want to be around guys. If there was someone that was maybe a little bit more talented than them, if there was someone maybe who's a little faster, could catch a little better, all those things, but didn't work as hard, I wouldn't want them. I don't want to play with those guys. I want to go out there in the huddle and know that these guys are willing to fight, and they put the same amount of time that I put in, you know, and that's definitely what they do. Them, Donald's the same way. I love Donald. Obviously, he's my left tackle, so we have a special bond. You know, I don't get to see when his guy hits me, you know. You know, so that's a lot of trust there. But we talked a lot during that process. Donald and I spent a lot of time texting back and forth. Sometimes it was good, sometimes it wasn't, you know, but as long as he knew how much we loved him, how much we wanted him back, you know, I thought that was important. And I stressed it to him all the time. You know, even if he was upset at something that, you know, he had no control over, I'd tell him, hey, man, I love you. I just want you to know that. And so if that brought him here, to re-sign with us, hopefully it helped a little bit. But, you know, those guys, those are the kind of guys, basically what I'm saying is, I want to go to war with. You know, I want to play with that, you know, the guys that I know will fight for me. And, you know, that means more to me than, you know, someone maybe even being a little bit more talented or something like that. what, with that said, those guys are extremely talented, as we saw. You know, so to have both, I mean, I'm excited. And then to add KO, I mean, my goodness. I mean, the first time I saw that guy, I couldn't believe how big he was. I couldn't believe, and not just how big he was. All offensive linemen are big, but that guy is jacked. You know, you could tell he's not just, you know, a big guy. He's cut. You know, he's lean, and it's just like, you weigh three what, and you look like that. You know, it's unreal. The guy is a freak of nature. You know, so it's gonna be exciting. You know, to get him in there. But the first time I saw him, I walked up to him, gave him a hug, and said, "Hey, thanks for coming here." He just laughed. He said, "Not a problem, man." He said, "You'll have all day." I said, "All right, I'll hold you to it. I'll hold you to it."
You've gone up against Sean Smith.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What's he gonna bring to this defense?
Oh man, length. I mean, when you see him in person. He's one of the biggest corner. I mean, he probably is the biggest corner you'll ever see in your life. I mean, you know, Sherman's long. You know, Sherman's a long guy. Sean is long, but he's bigger. You know, I don't know if he's 20, you know, 15, 20 more pounds than, you know, Sherman is. But they both have that to them. They got that length, which is good in this defense. It's good for taking away, you know, windows down the seams and those kind of things. And I know he's really good at that. He's really good at jumping routes, too, as I've learned. I mean, there's been times where people are like, why did he just throw the ball out of bounds? Well, it's because Sean Smith just jumped the route. You know, I couldn't – you know, if I throw it, you're going to kick me out of the stadium, you know. So, I mean, he's a very instinctive. You can tell he studies. You know, you can tell he studies the quarterback, too. You know, he watches your eyes. He watches your feet. He wants to know everything about you before he plays you. So to have someone with that kind of talent, that kind of size, you know, and that, you know, mentality of studying the way that he does, I respect him a lot. A
couple more for Derek.
What was it like walking in here, not having Charles, not having Justin, guys like that, and yeah. Excited to see who's sort of going to emerge now as leaders?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I felt older. I felt older when I walked in, and if that makes any sense, I just felt like, you know, it's time for, you know, it doesn't matter how old we are. And I was sitting there as we were doing some of the testing, you know, in the strength and conditioning coaches. I looked at our sheet and I was like, man, there's barely any guys over 30 on this team, you know. And I sat there and I looked at it. I was like, man, it's time, you know, to, you know, really take over. You know, I felt like we made strides in that area, you know, guys like Khalil and myself, you know, taking strides in that area last year. But we still had Wood. You know, we still had Tuck. You know, we still have Marcel, who's obviously, you know, he's a Raider. He is a Raider, you know. But when you come in the building and, you know, Wood's not here and Tuck's not here, you're like, man, I feel a little older. I feel a little bit, you know, I don't know if it's maturity or just a sense of, hey, man, you got to pick it up now. You know, pick it up where they left it. I don't know what it is exactly, but you can definitely feel it.
You talked about how different just it feels to be here and, you know, where you guys are and what your expectations are. How different does it feel in terms of now Oakland being kind of a destination place now for highly sought after
players? Yeah, it was something that I dreamed of when I was a rookie. When I was first brought in, they told me you will play probably 2 years from now, year and a half, 2 years from now. You know, we just want you to come in. We really draft you because we think you're a great player, but more importantly, we want you to change the culture. We want you to be yourself, be the leader, hard worker you are. Show them what it takes. And I said, okay. And I thought to myself, I said, I want this to be a place where people want to come, want to work like we work, want to, you know, play the way that we play. And I just had it in my mind, and I said, if I want people to do that, I can't do it for everybody, but I can do it for myself. And a group of us got together, our rookie class, and said, hey, man, we're going to set the standard of how we practice, how we lift, how we take care of our bodies, how we study film. And so far it's led to 3 years later, you know, people want to come play here, you know. And you know, that has a lot to do with the coaching staff, you know, knowing people and those things, but that only goes so far. You know, they want to win. You know, guys want to win, just like I do. You know, guys want to win, and you know, that is what plays a key part. Is guys see, yeah, man, you know, they're a few pieces away. I want to go be a part of that. You know, and going back to the young thing, you know, we got a lot of guys age wise that are really young. You know, Crab is looked at, you know, like an old veteran. He's only 28 years old. You know, and you know, so we got a really young, talented team that guys just want to be a part of. And it's really cool to be here and see that. You know, it's not like we have to beg people to come play here, or, you know, guys don't have anywhere else to go. No, we got some of the top free agents that said, you know, picked us over some teams that have won Super Bowls in, you know, recent past. So it's pretty cool to be here.
Last one over here.
You mentioned Amari. What do you see as his next step, and how excited are you, you know, for that next step?
Yeah, you know, with him, it's like he works hard at everything. And so I really think it's just all those things he's working hard at, those just – becoming habits now. You know, now it's just who he is. You know, now it's going to just, instead of messing up a release or a route or something like that, it's that those simple mistakes that, you know, maybe would have happened a couple of times. You know, it happens once. Obviously, there's going to be mistakes the first couple of days, but over time, you just see, like, he just doesn't do that anymore. And I think that goes for any young player. But for Amari especially, he's so gifted, so talented. And, you know, with the way he were, I said this at the beginning when we drafted him, when I first saw him run a route, I said, if he just continues to work the way that he does, the sky's the limit for him. He can have a, you know, gold jacket if he wants to. And, you know, I truly believe that, man. He works his tail off. He has the talent to do it. Now, obviously, things have to go the right way and all that. But I think that those simple things that maybe were recurring just happened to one or two times and then it doesn't happen anymore. And I think that that's how you just progress as a player, and I think that he will.